Basically, the helicopter, which looks like a police helicopter, and in fact had police written on the side, came around the hills very low, and was shining its searchlight on some of the travellers, some of the people staying here in their tents. It proceeded to land right opposite my van, and I just amusingly figured it was reading my signs, you know, my 9/11 signs,
yeah.
And after that it just moved away, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was possibly an intimidation tactic, because they don't really like people up here.
Why not?
I think personally, okay, that a lot of people coming up here are distributing positive energy from these hills, because there's a lot of positive energy up here, and I think that is counterproductive to the military's agenda, frankly.
Yeah.
That's my personal view, and that's...
There are also a lot of witnesses who witness strange light phenomena and this kind of things.
Yes, but I personally haven't witnessed any strange light phenomena. Very nearly did last week when there were some lights were photographed on top of Adam's grave just over yonder. Mm-hmm. But I was in Avebury. I haven't witnessed anything, so I can't make any judgments, you know.
Yeah. And so you think, could this also be connected to the crop circle phenomena, that those military helicopters hover around here a lot?
I think it's possible, but I think there's quite a powerful energy ley lines along here, and I think the military helicopters, which have been seen to chase the balls of light, are not letting, I mean the military aren't letting on what's going on, and
yeah.
they know there's things going on, and we know they know, you know, it's a big game really.
So they do chase those light phenomena.
Oh yes, have you not seen Terry Tofton's DVD on crop circles? Well, it's worth looking at. I haven't got it here, I've lent it to somebody, so
yeah.
I thought I could show you. You can pick one up at the Silent Circle Cafe if you would like one. But he there's footage on there of them
uh-huh.
chasing the light phenomena.
And they also seem to have very sensible equipment that can obviously detect those phenomena. Those,
you mean sensitive equipment? Yeah, I think that they can detect certain energy patterns. I mean, this is I have no grounding for this theory of mine on this, but it does seem likely that especially the Apaches have this kind of technology.
Yeah. And so those helicopters that landed here, they were, you say, police helicopters? Or?
Well, you see, there was one around today, which is a yellow and blue, and it is a military, but the one that landed here the other day was exactly the same, only it had police written on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure that they're if you like, pretending to be police, when in fact they're military. But
okay.
That, I mean, I cannot prove any of this.
And
so.
And the making of the helicopter, was it an Apache? I mean, was
no,
it
no, that
military?
Wasn't an Apache. It was I don't know what kind it is,
okay.
to be honest, but you can see the blue and white one, which
yeah.
often trains around here. They do train, it
yeah.
seems, their pilots along this valley.
Yeah.
Quite common.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure you also witnessed huge planes crossing over this area the whole day.
Well, I think there is a major flight path along here. I don't take a lot of notice, quite honestly, with the planes and things, because it's very common around here, being
uh-huh.
near the Salisbury Plain.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of planes that are around
here. Yeah, I understand, but there were loads of planes in the air today and also yesterday, going to very low altitudes.
Right, well, I didn't witness them. I've been in my motorhome most of the day, because it's very windy and cold outside, so maybe that is why I haven't noticed them.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay.